Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. Welcome to episode 23, where we dive into the exciting predictions for the crypto industry in 2025. Drawing insights from a 16Z crypto, Bitwise, and VanEck, we explore key themes shaping the future of this dynamic ecosystem. From a sustained bull market and institutional adoption to the rise of stablecoins, tokenized assets, and AI integration, this episode unpacks the facts, figures, and innovations set to define the next phase of crypto evolution. Get ready for a detailed briefing on what's next for Bitcoin, Ethereum, DeFi, and more.
All right. Let's dive in. We're looking ahead to crypto in 2025, and we've got some fascinating predictions to unpack. We're talking about reports from some serious players in the game. Andreessen Horowitz, the venture capital giants, VanEck, those asset management gurus, and Bitwise, the crypto analyst crew.
Yeah, it's like getting a sneak peek into the minds of the people shaping the industry, right? Their predictions give us a glimpse into where they think things are going, even if it's all a bit of a guessing game.
Totally. And what's interesting is they're all pretty bullish on crypto for 2025, but their outlooks are, well, kind of different. Bitwise is calling it a golden age, like full-on crypto utopia. But then VanEck is a bit more cautious, you know, talking about peaks and corrections. And then there's a 16, they're less about specific numbers and more about the tech itself, like where's the innovation going?
It's a good reminder that even the experts don't always agree, right?
Yeah.
Especially in a space like crypto, things are moving so fast and there's so many different factors at play.
For sure. So let's start with the big picture. The overall macro landscape for crypto in 2025. What kind of world are these predictions painting?
Well, Bitwise is seeing a world where regulations are actually helping crypto grow. Like, they're not stifling innovation, they're creating a framework for things to thrive. And they're talking about a boom in companies going public through crypto IPOs. Think about that, a whole wave of new crypto companies hitting the stock market.
So they're thinking that's going to lead to a massive surge in the market.
Yeah, that's their bet. Now, VanEck also sees growth, but they're a bit more cautious, like you said. They think we'll see a peak early in the year, followed by a correction, kind of like a roller coaster ride up and then down a bit. Mm-hmm. But then they see new highs towards the end of 2025. So still an upward trend overall.
So a little bump in the road, but still heading in the right direction.
Okay. Brad's their take. And then A16s, like we mentioned, they're not so focused on the market ups and downs. They're more about the tech itself, how things like stablecoins and AI are going to change the game.
Okay, so overall positive vibes, but with different levels of, I guess, excitement. Now, what about Bitcoin specifically? Is it still the king in 2025?
Oh, it seems like it, yeah. But maybe its role is changing a bit. Bitwise, they're predicting Bitcoin will go beyond just being digital gold. They think it's going to become a strategic asset for countries, like a national reserve. They actually think it could double the number of countries holding it.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and they're forecasting a price of over
$200,000. $200,000? That's a pretty big incentive to jump on board.
Right. VanEck, they also see Bitcoin as a potential reserve asset. Maybe at the federal or even state level here in the U.S. They're not quite as bullish on the price, predicting around $180,000. But they do have another interesting prediction. They think corporate holdings of Bitcoin could actually surpass those of Satoshi Nakamoto.
Wait, hold on. Corporations owning more Bitcoin than Satoshi. That's a big shift.
Right. Satoshi, the mysterious creator of Bitcoin, still holds a significant amount. But if corporations start accumulating more, that could really change the power dynamics.
Think about it. Governments and corporations both stocking up on Bitcoin. It's like a new kind of gold rush, but digital.
Exactly. Raises some interesting questions, right? What would that mean for the global financial system?
Totally. Before we go down that rabbit hole, let's talk about something else everyone seems excited about. Stablecoins. They seem to think those are going to be a big deal in 2025.
Absolutely. They see stablecoins as the way to bring crypto to everyone, even those who aren't that tech savvy. VanEck uses this analogy of a Trojan horse. Like, stablecoins are going to quietly slip into the financial system before most people even realize what's happening.
Okay, that's a powerful image. So they're not just talking about some niche tech, they're talking about changing how we pay for things.
Exactly. They're predicting massive daily trading volumes for stablecoins. Like, think $300 billion.
Yeah.
And they think big names like Apple, Google, Visa, MasterCard, they'll all be involved.
So even those companies that are built on the traditional financial system, they're embracing this new tech.
It seems like it. And A16s dives even deeper into this. They think stablecoins will disrupt those areas where traditional systems are weakest, like international money transfers or small transactions.
So think about how much easier and cheaper it could be to send money across borders.
Right. That's a game changer, especially for folks in developing countries who rely on remittances.
It makes you wonder how banks and credit card companies are going to react to this. Are they just going to sit back and watch as their business models get disrupted?
That's the big question. Will they adapt or get left behind? We might see them scrambling to integrate stablecoins into their systems, or even partnering with crypto companies.
It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, but the crypto world is so much bigger than just Bitcoin and stablecoins. What are our sources saying about the beyond Bitcoin landscape of 2025?
Well, this is where things get even more diverse, you know, showing how the whole crypto ecosystem is growing. We're seeing predictions about Ethereum, Solana, and something called Layer 2 solutions, which, if I can just quickly explain, are basically like adding extra lanes to a highway to help it handle more traffic.
Ah, okay, so it's about making things faster and more efficient.
Exactly.
So tell me more about these predictions.
Well, Bitwise is pretty bullish on both Ethereum and Solana. They think Ethereum could hit $7,000 and Solana could reach $750. They see this growth being driven by those layer two solutions we talked about. Plus, they say these blockchains are becoming more and more useful for different applications.
So it's not just about speculation, it's about what the tech can actually do.
Right. And VanEck's prediction about Ethereum, it's focused on its potential to generate fees, specifically from something called blob space. It's a little technical, but basically, it's about how Ethereum is evolving to store more data.
Okay, I'll trust you on the technical details. But the takeaway is that Ethereum is still a major player, and its technology is evolving in ways that could make it even more valuable.
Exactly. And A16s, they have a prediction that's less about specific technologies and more about a shift in mindset. Right. They think that in 2025, crypto companies are going to be really focused on making things easy for users.
User-friendly, that's key for mainstream adoption, right?
Exactly. It's about making the technology disappear into the background so people can focus on what they want to do with it, whether it's sending money, investing, or building new applications.
Okay, so we've got Bitcoin potentially going global, stablecoins shaking things up in payments, and a big push towards user-friendliness in the crypto world. Now, let's dive into something even more futuristic. The intersection of AI and crypto. This is where the predictions get really mind-blowing. What are they saying about this space?
All right, welcome back to our deep dive into these crypto predictions 2025 edition.
2025, here we come.
We've covered a lot of ground already. But now let's turn our attention to a corner of the crypto world that's seen both incredible highs and some, well, dramatic lows. DeFi, decentralized finance.
DeFi. The world of lending, borrowing, trading, all powered by blockchain. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride for those DeFi investors, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely a wild ride. We had that explosive growth the DeFi summer, remember back in 2020? It felt like a new protocol was launching every other day, promising crazy returns.
It's like the Wild West of finance, but in the digital world.
Exactly. But then came the correction, leaving many people wondering if DeFi had maybe lost its momentum.
Well, VanEck seems to think DeFi is poised for a comeback in 2025. They're predicting that the volume of trading on decentralized exchanges, those DEXs, could hit a whopping $4 trillion.
$4 trillion, that's a lot of zeros.
And the total value locked, the TVL, in DeFi protocols, could exceed $200 billion.
Those are some impressive numbers, but they're actually still below the all-time highs we saw during that DeFi summer.
So the question is, what's going to drive this resurgence?
What makes this time different?
Yeah, what are they seeing that makes them so optimistic?
Well, VanEck points to a few key factors. First, they believe the overall growth in the crypto market will benefit DeFi as well. It's like a rising tide lifts all boats.
Right. So as more people get into crypto, they're naturally going to start exploring DeFi as well.
Exactly. Second, they anticipate a new wave of users who are drawn to the potential for higher returns and more control over their assets.
Compared to traditional finance, right?
Yeah, that's the appeal of DeFi, the idea that you're not relying on banks or intermediaries.
You're in control of your own financial destiny.
Exactly. And finally, they see the integration of real-world assets and tokenized securities into DeFi as a major catalyst for growth.
So bringing those traditional assets into the DeFi world.
Yeah, that's where things get really interesting.
If you can start tokenizing things like real estate or stocks and trading them on DeFi platforms, that opens up a whole new level of possibilities.
It does. And it could attract a whole new wave of investors who are looking for exposure to those assets, but in a more decentralized and efficient way.
So if we connect this back to the bigger picture, we're seeing several trends converging that could create a perfect storm for DeFi.
Definitely.
We've got the growing institutional interest in crypto, the potential for clearer regulations, and the development of those layer two solutions we talked about earlier, all leading to a more robust and sustainable DeFi ecosystem.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
But of course, we also have to remember the lessons of the past.
Right. We can't just get caught up in the hype and forget that DeFi can be risky.
Exactly. Not all DeFi projects are created equal. And there are always risks involved, especially in such a new and rapidly evolving space.
It's more important than ever to do your research, understand the risks,
and never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Solid advice. Now, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about another corner of the crypto world that made a big splash a few years back. NFTs. Those non-fungible tokens. They took the world by storm back in 2021.
NFTs. The digital collectibles everyone was talking about. $1 million JPEGs, virtual land selling for crazy prices. It felt like a whole new world was opening up.
It did. But just like DeFi, the NFT market cooled off significantly after that initial frenzy. Prices dropped. And some people started wondering if NFTs were just a fad.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about a bubble bursting.
So are NFTs dead? Is the party over?
Well, Vanek doesn't seem to think so. They're actually predicting a market recovery in 2025, with trading volumes reaching $30
billion. $30 billion. So they're thinking NFTs are still going to be a force to be reckoned with.
It seems that way. They believe NFTs are moving beyond the hype and speculation and entering a more mature phase, one that's focused on utility, community building, and real-world applications.
So it's not just about owning a cool digital image anymore.
Exactly. It's about being part of a community, participating in a shared experience, and potentially unlocking new forms of value and engagement.
So the focus is shifting from quick profits to long-term value and engagement.
Right. The hype may have died down, but the underlying innovation continues. And as the technology matures and finds new applications, we could see a more balanced and sustainable NFT market emerge.
Makes sense. But the NFT space is still very dynamic, right?
Oh, yeah. Constantly changing.
New trends and projects are popping up all the time.
It's hard to predict exactly what's going to happen.
So the predictions we're discussing are just a glimpse into what might happen.
A starting point for our imaginations, really.
The future of NFTs, like the future of crypto in general, is still being written.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Now, speaking of exciting developments, Vanek also has a prediction about something called dApp tokens.
Dapp tokens, yeah.
They think these tokens could start narrowing the performance gap with the tokens of major layer one blockchains like Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Interesting. So catch me up. What are dApp tokens?
And why have they been lagging behind?
Dapp tokens are essentially the tokens that power decentralized applications, those dApps we keep talking about. Think of them as the fuel for these applications.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, historically, the tokens of major layer one blockchains, like Bitcoin and Ethereum, have generally performed better than dApp tokens.
Why is that?
There are a few theories about that. Some people say it's because layer one tokens benefit from what's called the platform effect. They capture value from all the activity happening on their respective blockchains.
So they're like the foundation and everything else is built on top of them.
Right. Others suggest that investors see layer one tokens as a safer bet in a volatile market, preferring the stability of established players.
It's like sticking with the blue chip stocks of the crypto world.
Exactly.
But why does Vanek think this dynamic could change? Why do they think dApp tokens might start catching up?
Well, they believe that as new and innovative dApps emerge, offering compelling use cases and attracting a growing user base, their tokens could start catching up in terms of performance. They specifically mention AI and DePIN as areas where they see significant dApp innovation happening.
Okay, DePIN, remind me what that is again.
DePIN stands for Decentralized Physical Infrastructure Networks. It's basically about using blockchain technology to create and manage real-world infrastructure, things like wireless networks, data storage, even energy grids.
Wow, that sounds pretty ambitious.
It is. And if these DePIN projects take off, as some predict, the tokens of the dApps powering them could see a surge in demand.
So it's a reminder that the crypto landscape is constantly changing.
Oh, yeah. Always evolving.
What's hot today might not be the star of tomorrow.
And as new technologies and use cases emerge, the balance of power can shift dramatically.
Makes sense. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to circle back to something we talked about earlier. Stablecoins and their potential to revolutionize payments. VanEck predicts that stablecoin daily settlement volumes could reach $300 billion in 2025.
That's a massive number.
It is. But when you consider the factors driving stablecoin adoption, it's not entirely outlandish.
Lower fees, faster transaction times, increased accessibility, those are all big draws, especially as more people get comfortable with crypto.
And we're not just talking about theory anymore, right? We're seeing major tech and payment companies getting involved.
Exactly. Apple, Google, Visa, MasterCard, they're all exploring stablecoin integrations.
When you have those giants getting involved, it's a clear sign that things are shifting.
They're not going to sit on the sidelines and watch as the world changes around them.
It's like the saying, if you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. We could see a scenario where these traditional players embrace stablecoins, integrating them into their existing systems instead of fighting them.
Imagine paying for your coffee with stablecoins using your Apple Pay or Google Pay.
It's not that far-fetched.
That would be pretty cool. All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive. We've explored VanEck's predictions about a DeFi resurgence, an NFT market recovery, and the rise of dApp tokens. We also dug a little deeper into the potential for stablecoins to, well, disrupt the payments landscape. So what's next? What other crypto crystal ball gazing awaits us?
And we're back, ready for the final leg of our crypto prediction journey.
Let's do it. We've heard from the venture capitalists and the asset managers, but now it's time for the crypto native analysts. Bitwise, they're painting a particularly bold vision for 2025, calling it a golden age of crypto.
Golden age. Sounds pretty epic.
Right. Their predictions are definitely on the optimistic side.
And they're not just talking about market prices. They're imagining a world where crypto is deeply integrated into everything, like finance, everyday life, you name it.
Okay, so paint me a picture. What does this golden age actually look like according to Bitwise?
Well, they're predicting Bitcoin could soar past $200,000.
Wow.
Ethereum hitting $7,000. And even Solana reaching $750.
So those are some pretty impressive numbers.
Right. But they're not just focused on price. They're looking at adoption, how both individuals and institutions are using crypto.
So it's not just about the hype. It's about real-world use cases.
Exactly. For example, they're predicting that Bitcoin ETFs, those exchange-traded funds that make it easier for people to invest in Bitcoin, they'll attract even more investment in 2025 than they did in 2024.
So even more mainstream adoption.
Yeah, that's the idea. And get this. They even see Coinbase, that popular crypto exchange, surpassing Charles Schwab.
Wait, Coinbase bigger than Charles Schwab?
That's what they're saying. They think Coinbase could become the most valuable brokerage in the world with its stock price exceeding $700 per share.
That's a bold prediction. It's like saying crypto is going to take over Wall Street.
It's definitely a sign of how quickly things are changing. Bitwise is basically saying that crypto is becoming a mainstream financial asset. Investors are taking it seriously, and they're not just dipping their toes in the water.